Oval is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Stephanie, she's bold. She wants to phone tap her mother-in-law.
Wow.
Oh yeah. She goes, hey guys, I think you should do a phone tap with my mother-in-law. Every time she comes to visit our family, she won't stay with us. She always stays at a hotel. It happened again last week. Is there a little prank you could play on her to let her know she'd be better off not staying in a hotel?
Probably.
This is a strong statement.
Yeah, welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi, is this Renee?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Renee. It's Robert Hossenpepper. I'm calling you from Hotel. You stayed with us last week, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh.
Oh, wonderful. Well, ma'am, the reason for this call, I wanted to reach out to you about some additional charges that you may be finding on your credit card statement, just so you're not surprised.
No, I don't think so. I paid my bill when I checked out. It's all set.
Well, yeah, I understand. Well, you incurred some additional charges that we weren't aware of until after you had left. I apologize for not including these in your original bill. However, there are several of them.
What? What are you talking about?
Well, first of all, there was a crib and a playpen in your room, and we neglected to charge you for those.
I don't follow you. I don't understand what you're saying.
The crib and the playpen we supplied for your room? I assume it's for your children?
Seriously? I'm a 64-year-old woman. I have one son, and he's 29. He does not need a crib or a playpen.
So your son didn't use the playpen, ma'am?
Come on, you think a 29-year-old son of mine is going to be in a playpen? What the heck are you talking about?
Well, listen, ma'am, I manage a hotel and I see a lot of strange things. I don't judge. You know, if someone wants to come in here and put a grown man in a playpen, you know, I don't mind. I just need to make sure the bill gets paid.
You're a little twisted. There was no man in the playpen. There was no man in my room. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Well, can we talk about the movie charges?
Uh-oh. What movies?
Your bill shows that you watched several, how do I put this, adult features? $9.95 for each one. Should I read off some of the titles so that you can confirm you watched them?
No, please don't do that. Yes. No, I did not watch any movies, and I did not watch any dirty movies.
Again, ma'am, I'm not judging. I mean, I'd say back in my day, I watched several of those, too. It's fine.
No, it's not fine. I don't know what you're talking about, but take these charges off my bill. Remove them from my bill.
So am I understanding you correctly, and you're disputing the adult film charge and the playpen charge? What about the cleaning charge for the refrigerator?
What's that about?
Well, you see, ma'am, there's a very strong smell of potato salad in the refrigerator, and we can't seem to get it out.
Oh, my God. This is crazy. Listen, I come to town every few months to visit family, but I can assure you I'm never staying at your hotel again. This is insane.
So maybe, ma'am, next time you'll just stay at Ray and Stephanie's house.
What? Wait. How do you know my son's name?
Well, ma'am, first of all, Stephanie was the one who gave us the idea for this phone call. It's Ben Davis calling you on 99.7 DJX with a little phone tap.
What are you talking about? Wait, this isn't the hotel?
No, Renee, no, it's not. You're on 99.7 DJX.
Oh, my goodness. Really? This is crazy. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. And I was thinking I was getting charged for those naughty movies.
Yeah, I'm a little upset you didn't read off the title. I know. Really invested.
I know. Yes, Renee.
I'm listening.
What movies? We're all listening. That's your phone tap. On 99.7 DJX.